Good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 2 o'clock agenda item for fiscal year 2025 budget workshop number 2 for the sheriff. So take it away, Chief.
So, Mr. Chair, on this one, before we get started on the agenda, there's an executive session that's related to this meeting. I'd like to break into that first.
All right.
That's okay, Chief.
Well, we can do that, or I don't want to take up all of Mark's time. We could do the that piece and
okay.
Then the executive session.
Sure.
That's
that works.
I don't want you to have to. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
Mark said that he liked the air conditioning and take our time. So. Okay, we can do the exec then. No.
No. Do Mark first.
Do Mark first.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Who's on first?
So I have just a little bit of an outline.
Sure.
I think would make things easier to follow along for today.
Sure.
Thank you.
So this is the item number 2 that has something to do with, thank you, Mark Coleman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Chairman, commissioners, in a number of meetings with COO Rast in talking about some of the budget challenges for fiscal year 2025, I am proposing an adjustment to the positions that we have requested in this budget. And so those proposals are noted as follows. The first would be to remove the driver's license position that we had requested. I think the analysis substantiates the need for that position, but I think we could also do another year and see what those wait times are. That position request was based on the fact that we have one open desk space at driver's license. We can see if we get a lot of complaints. The issue with that position was more the wait time for people who did not have an appointment versus those who make an appointment. So those who make an appointment are being serviced, you know, very quickly and efficiently. Those who just walk in are having to wait substantially longer. But given some of the other challenges that are unique to this year, that I'm sure we'll talk about later, we felt that that was a good position to pull away from. The second, as you're aware, Project One is something very important to the Sheriff's Office, and that was a request in which, based on our call volume and other things and the growth of the county, that we had requested 4 additional deputy positions per year for a period of 4 years. Last year, the board was generous in granting us those positions. As we have very carefully looked at our needs and staffing for this year, my proposal for this year would be to reduce that to 3 deputy positions, but I would ask that one of those positions be a sergeant's position. The reason for that is we currently have 4 patrol teams, and to just add bodies to each team, for instance, our night team, if you look at the hours of 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., those are slower hours in terms of our call volume. What we would do with these 3 additional bodies this year, plus some of the bodies from last year, is create a 5th patrol team. And we would put that patrol team into place during our highest call volume time periods. And so we would have a team that is on when we have the most calls. And that team would also, what we're very excited about, is be very proactively oriented. So if a citizen comes to us with a concern of, hey, traffic is blowing this red light, it's really dangerous, they're speeding in this particular spot, they're selling drugs from the house down the street, we're chasing call to call, but this team would then be able to respond to citizen concerns in a proactive way and really help us serve the community the way they expect us to. But in order to initiate that 5th patrol team, I need a sergeant's position, and I don't have one. So The cost of a sergeant's position is approximately $36,000 greater, but you can see the math there. I estimate the savings from that decision to be about $226,000. And as it relates to Mark Tolman, reducing that ask from 4 deputy positions to 3 deputy positions also means one less patrol vehicle and all the other equipment, which is approximately $100,000 in savings. So that was item number 2 on my agenda for this meeting. We want to be good stewards, and we want to help in regards to the resources that the county has, and so we would recommend removing those 2 positions from our budget request.
So, Mr. Chair, I mean, appreciate that, working with the county and the budget where we're at. So on the fleet side, what are the numbers we need to reduce on your side for the vehicle and fitting?
On my end, if I break it up, for all intents and purposes, we're about $88,000 into a patrol car. That's without radio. The rest of it, that all the way down to the flares, the spike strips, everything that is glued to that car. So it would, there'd be about 4 different spots where I would be making a cut. So the vehicle side would be $50,000. On police vehicles. I've got those notes here so that you can see that. Upfit side is 30. Video is 68, and that's 86.8. There are 2 other pieces that go into that that are separate, and one is the radio, which is 58, and the radar is 15. I consider the radar part of that vehicle. But if I cut that one, I planned on those 2 pieces, 2x10, and carry some through from other vehicles. On the radio, it's 5,800. So that being said, I can cut the radar and just. Basically, it'll end up costing us $52 a piece more for not being at that 10 limit, which is not a huge deal. We'd still get free shipping on that. The radios, we were planning on moving 4 forward. That's where we've been short a little bit. So if there's something that we could keep, that 10th radio would be great. Otherwise, we would be, if we cut all of those, $94,100.
Mark, you have a lot of numbers there, which I really appreciate, but on your radar, you said $52 for each of the new cars is your price point, your break, or where?
It's $1,500 a piece. It's $1,552 if I drop it down to 9.
Oh, I see.
So that's 9 times 52.
$1,500 for 10,
$1,552
for 9. Thank you.
So it kind of makes more sense to stay there. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we push those quite, most of ours are near 10 years old.
So Chairman, you could use the same philosophy on your radar that you did for your radio, that if you have something go down given the age of that, right?
Well, the problem with the radios is we're replacing radios that are not encrypted, the newer radios are.
Okay.
So it's kind of a HEPA thing when we have things to plan.
Mm-hmm. And then can you give us the cost on the video again?
Yes, $6,800.
Okay. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I go back over to Chief Hart? When you're on your second line, removal of 1 deputy position from Project 1, so the 108,388 is salary plus benefits, that's the 1 position.
Yes.
And then you've got, help me out with the following line. So, I see, I gotcha.
The 144 includes the sergeants, okay, I got it.
Yeah, so essentially, Commissioner, it's to have one of those deputy positions be a sergeant instead of a deputy, about $36,279 more expensive than just a regular deputy position. So while we are saving, there is an added cost to having a sergeant as one of those positions.
Thank you for the clarification. I should have, I just needed to talk that out loud. These guys are used to it, but.
The real data, all right.
Mr. Chair, here's a second copy. I would do this to you.
Okay.
For all those alterations, those costs.
Okay, Sierra has the, basically the same thing. All right.
Apologize, I just, you got it right here, though.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mark, did you see how much your radio was that you wanted to keep?
5,800.
Here's the cost.
Chief, I think you gave us a number, but I came up with about $202,488 total in savings. Is that right? I probably, no.
I had the estimated savings at approximately $226,000.
Okay.
Lower by about 4,000 from what Mark
okay
indicated. So roughly $220,000 in savings.
Okay. Yep. Can let's move on.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to do the brief executive session at this point?
I guess I do.
See you later.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You got here just in time to walk out. Very good. All right. I'm looking for a motion.
Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061. And this is B and D.
Second.
I'm sorry, records exempt and personnel.
Okay.
Still second.
Still second. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
And Commissioner Holton says yes, so we will recess into executive session.